It's 11:25 on Friday, May 29th, 2015, and this is the Hidden Note. So, day three of the pre-dog days of podcasting, summer marathon. Yay! Haven't looked at the InDesign tutorials yet. It's Friday evening, so I tend to do stuff a little bit later in the evenings. So, probably will jump onto it after tonight. I had to repost yesterday's episode. Some people had to let me know the levels were a little low, so hopefully this episode will come over a little lower, or clearer, louder. Not lower, that would be the opposite of what I want. So we'll see. Definitely need to look into getting new equipment for this. Just because I've always seemed to have microphone issues the last, 5-6 months of recording stuff, so we'll see. But this is fine. It works audio-wise for this project. So, earlier I'd seen a post by, Chuck Wendig about feeling like there's too much superhero movies nowadays. The quote-unquote kind of super franchise. And, I don't know, I felt kind of weird about the concept that there's too much. It's the image he linked, and I'll see if I can find it and link it with this post. The image he linked showed about 6 movies in the DC and Marvel universes, you know, between WB and Fox and all them, and the Marvel studio itself. About 6 movies a year. And I don't know, that doesn't seem like a lot. I mean, it seems like a nice amount, you know, for kind of standard summer movies, and which they mostly dominate. But the discussion that seemed to be going through the post was something along the lines of feeling like that because there's so many of these, other movies aren't getting made, and I don't know if I believe that. I think because of these, more of these are getting made. You know, it's what people are asking for. It's what people are wanting. We've fallen in love with the superhero genre of comics again, I guess we should say. And that's why they're coming out so much. That's why we're getting these better superhero movies than what we've had previously, because we're getting more the characters more than just the powers. The characters, a personality, a background, a history, things like that. And I think the mega franchise that we're looking at is allowing that. I don't know. I don't know, just the 6-7 movies a year, and I think really just capped out 6, it didn't seem like too much to me. But I also grew up in a place that had a movie theater that had a bunch of screens, and I currently live in a town that has 2 pretty decently sized cinemas with, you know, 20-plus screens available, so plenty of movies are getting seen. I mean, heck, my wife went to go see a period piece Thursday that I don't even remember what it's called because I've never seen any advertising for it. Something about the shadows or something, I don't know. So I don't know about the film. I don't know about stating that because so many of these are made that other cool things aren't getting made, because I mean, it seems like they are. You know, people are praising Mad Max, you know, the last couple of days, and I mean, that's out there. You know, so, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of confused by that. I mean, yeah, I guess if you're looking at it as, look at all these movies being made right now, then, yeah, it does seem like a lot. But that's stretched out over the next, you know, 4 or 5 years. So, and frankly, I'm kind of happy they're happening. I mean, to me, the best movie I've enjoyed of all of these has been Guardians of the Galaxy, which, that's not even really superhero, that's quirky, fun space opera hybrid of Farscape and Firefly having a cool baby. Which I'm hoping is going to mean we're going to get more cool, quirky, sci-fi, you know, space opera-y stuff out there. That has less military and more quirky fun. You know, hoping for more of that genre. So, that's what's kind of in my head right now. What are your thoughts? What do you think in terms of superhero movies? Do you think we have too many? Do you think we could use more? What's your favorite one to come in the last, I guess the last almost 10 years? I mean, it hasn't really been that long, but it has been a couple of years now since Iron Man 1 came out, so. So, yeah. Reply on the website, reply on whatever social media stream this post to. Eager to hear your thoughts. So, this has been The Hidden Node. I have been Justin Deal. I'm still going to be Justin Deal after this is over. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.